Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity, flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom O'Neill is set up for a 36-yard field goal attempt. The holder is Ryan Carroll.
Is this Jabby?
So be careful. We've seen him with some jets. The wind, the flags right now are still. Snap. There's the kick. It's gone. Oh, my God. The kick is gone. And Marist has won the game. 31-28. Pyrotechnics.
Yeah. Marist High School taking on St. Patrick's High School in Chicago. Pyrotechnics!
It's good. Watch the wind.
The holder is Ryan O'Neill.
Oh, Ryan Carroll.
Who's got Jeff, some
Tom O'Neill
jets.
Is a kick.
The holder.
Look out. He's got the jets.
Pyrotechnics.
They blocked a punt to set up that field goal, so seconds remaining.
Did they?
To win 31-28, the final.
Instant classic.
Instant classic. They'll be talking about that one. They're still talking about it. That happened 7 years ago. We're still talking about it now.
Oh. Celebrate it to this very day.
Yes.
I really want to play the Western Carolina stuff. I know it's not high school, but...
Which call is the Hana. Western Carolina?
Hana.
Oh,
Western Connecticut, sorry, yeah, not Carolina.
I don't, oh, I don't, the, with the sideline.
I don't think it's that good,
and I don't think we're allowed.
It's so bad.
To. Yeah, something happened.
Someone got in touch with the station to tell us to stop.
Rich,
right? Was there a problem?
Is that
how it went down? I think that's how it went.
We
never played.
They told that show
that had nothing to do with our show. But we never played that stuff. No,
cease and desist.
Wow. Like Hannah vanished,
Hana.
Didn't she?
It was
Hannah. She vanished, right? Like during a game or something?
My favorite was the FAU Wright Waters. Where's Wright Waters? You know, that's a flag. Anyone who wants to talk it, you can fight me. Like the guy who was challenging the press box to a fight.
Yeah, they did go to Hannah one time. And they're like, where'd you... What, the last play?
What play? You want me to talk about the last one? I like
Let's
that
go to
play.
Hannah. Hannah's not here.
I like that play.
Now, fight any one of you.
Crowd's really excited.
Where's Wright Waters? There's that one. You want to hear something from Felger Maz yesterday?
Yes, I heard this yesterday. It's very confusing.
It's 10 questions with Greg Bedard.
Yep.
They do it every week. Hardy many times makes it into a nice, funny montage.
It's a good bit.
Here's the question. This was not a joke. This was not a bit. This was a real question about the Patriots and their future.
Number two, that's why I'm laughing at you. I've asked this many times before, but let's reset given current conditions. Who would you like as your personal favorite to be the next quarterback of the New England Patriots?
Marcus Mariota.
Oh, my God.
I
wouldn't call any games anymore. I wouldn't.
Will you just let it finish playing before you do this?
I can't stand this.
People don't understand what's from yesterday and what's not.
Jesus. So stupid.
We'll start it over.
It's like idiot. Okay. Bring a football guy in. I mean, it's stupid.
Marcus Mariota.
Oh, my God. You can't be serious.
Horrible. He's coming due.
Oh, that's horrible.
I'm talking about, like, realistic options.
Okay.
Not pipe dreams.
No, try and keep it realistic. I'm with you.
Yes. Marcus Mariota might be available. Quarterbacks that might be available to them. What are you doing? Drafting? Who's your pick?
I'm asking the question.
What's your pick?
Not answering
it. I
don't know. I don't need to answer it.
Oh, then you can't say
I'm
anything.
The host.
Marcus Mariota. What, Blaine Gabbert's not available? You can't go him? Please. Marcus Mariota. Carson Wentz. I went Wentz.
What? Okay, what kind of bullcrap is that?
How are you going to get him?
You didn't say it had to be realistic?
No. It's got to be realistic.
You didn't say
it's like Dumb and Dumber.
Come on.
I don't have an answer for you then.
No, okay. But
if we're keeping it realistic, and now you're really going to laugh at C.J. Beathard. The Niners owe you a solid. He's the backup for Garoppolo.
I'm terrible now for Marcus Mariota.
I'd rather have Marcus Mariota.
Who's had three offensive coordinators, was a number two overall pick, who would be perfect in here with Josh McDaniels' new offense. And a real head coach and offensive coordinator.
He sounds like Ben.
Yeah, my pick was terrible. You got Carson Wentz over here and C.J. Beathard. Yeah, thanks.
Well, mine is, at least mine's realistic.
What is it? You wouldn't say it before.
You know who they wanted to draft instead of Garoppolo that year, but it was all, he was off the board?
Oh, Derek Carr.
Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles.
Oh, boo.
Boo. It's such a good word, boo.
So their picks are Blake Bortles, C.J. Beathard, Carson Wentz, and Marcus Mariota.
So the one thing I can tell through that conversation, you can fill the
entire barf bag with that.
The one thing I can tell from that conversation right off the bat is those guys don't know crap about college football, because you'd be reaching for a Tua or a Jake Fromm or Trevor Lawrence.
I'll take Will Greer. I want Will Greer. I want Will Greer like from West Virginia to be the next quarterback.
I like him. If you have your choice of somebody in college, though, I think it'd be Trevor Lawrence, the freshman at Clemson, who – like,
real stiff.
He's big. He's like, he's one. The other one, Tua Tagovailoa, who's a little small.
Well, that's 3 years away, Bert.
No, Tagovailoa will be 2020.
2 years away. Sorry.
Right.
Lawrence would be 2021. Right?
Lawrence would be 2021.
Right. Yep. That's 3 years away. I was right.
Well, but if he's going to play until 45, Lawrence, but I was talking about Tagovailoa. Tagovailoa is 2020.
I thought you were talking about the kid from Clemson.
Your answer makes sense. Who do you want to be? I want some kid in college who is a junior right now.
Right.
And that makes sense. The way the question was set up and the way it was being answered, I didn't know what the hell it was supposed to be. Is it just like, dream? Oh, you know what I want? Joe Montana.
I want to go back in time and get him transported.
Can we do this?
This is ridiculous.
I would agree with Bert. Would you agree with Bert? College kids, draft a guy.
Yes.
Start from scratch.
Yes.
We all agree on that.
I do have one other kid.
Here's what I would say for the fun of the conversation.
Okay.
Now do what they did yesterday, which is figure out which guy currently in the league might end up with the Patriots.
Okay, so it has to be a guy that we know but is not a franchise quarterback, because we know they don't leave.
I mean, it could be someone like Marcus Mariota, who I don't think is... long for Tennessee.
Right.
I mean, Derek Carr could be Derek Carr.
Derek Carr. Hold on a second. Let me play
the game within what they did yesterday. And I think that's what Bedard was doing by giving you.
If Bedard was doing that, that's fair.
I could see Derek Carr to Jacksonville.
So Derek Carr would be a name that I think would be interesting. Joe Flacco is a bridge. No. I wouldn't go Joe Flacco.
Bedard texted me, told me shut up. So
I got a text from him too. He's pretty sensitive, I think.
Boy,
why? I think he was the only one that did it right. He took someone that's been sort of an underachiever that might have something to work with.
I don't mind Bedard's logic there, because look, the reason why Kirk Cousins was a unicorn, right? The reason he got a fully guaranteed contract is because veteran quarterbacks at that level never come available.
Right?
They're never available, because if you have a good one, you know what? It doesn't matter how much it costs. You're keeping them. You're not getting rid of them.
I also find something else that Greg Bedard said very, very interesting. Oh. And I think it completely flew under the radar. And Felger, Maz Murray didn't really pick up on it. He said, Josh McDaniels' new offense. We sort of talked about this during yesterday's show.
Yep.
Without Brady, how will Josh McDaniels change? How will his offense look different? And I think that there's a chance it looks a lot different.
It would be perfect in here with Josh McDaniels' new offense.
Oh, I like that. I like what you're saying, Bedard.
I think he's Sean McVay. I think he does a lot of the stuff that McVay you see hints of it. Like, they do college stuff. Like the Patriots, and I'm telling you, when I made these calls over the last 2 years, because covering this trend of everybody borrowing stuff from the college level and taking stuff from here and there and being open-minded to stuff. Like, you hear the ones you'd expect to hear, but everyone always threw the Patriots in there as a team that's been innovative. And just because they've got Brady and they've got Belichick and they've been good forever, I don't think people pay attention to it as much. But they've been very open-minded to doing those sorts of things. In fact, like, the tempo stuff, they stole directly from Chip Kelly. Like, they've been very open-minded to doing that sort of thing. So I think he would look probably a little closer to what Andy Reid's doing, probably a little closer to what Sean McVay is doing in Los Angeles.
I mean, just go through the league. It is hard to find guys that you think are going to become available. Derek Carr, Blake Bortles, Marcus Mariota, C.J. Beathard, because he's going to be a backup.
Keep an eye on the Mullen an eye on the Mullen kid out in San Francisco. Just keep an eye on him.
Okay. Mullins? Really? Nick Mullins?
Yeah, keep an eye on him. Some likes him.
Who did,
that's like some deep something there.
Who did you a solid and gave you a two?
Okay, well, doesn't that apply to Beathard?
Yeah, I'd rather have the Mullins kid.
You think anybody else? You hearing anything? You're
like, Mullins looks more like Garoppolo than Beathard
does. Do you know of anyone who has watched Mullins and has been, is Mullen or Mullins?
Mullins.
Mullins.
Nick like Mullins.
Has anyone been impressed in Foxborough with Nick Mullins?
Yeah. A little Garoppolo like.
Keep an eye on the Mullins kid.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I know. Well, he's got a verified Twitter account now. But you go across the league and it's like
what's Breeze, it gonna be?
I don't need Ryan Holmes.
Like what's Goff, it gonna be like? What's it gonna be? Ryan Tannehill?
Cam Newton. There's just these guys aren't becoming available. They're not going anywhere. Yeah. They all have contracts, none of them are moving. There's just so few guys that are gonna move. And so if you're doing it that way, I mean, Marcus Mariota.
Well, here's the thing. Let's do this. If you're going to do that.
The four they named, who's the best out of the four they named?
Out of what? They said Mariota.
Yeah.
Wentz, which I'm not counting.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count. He's not becoming available.
But you said, who was the four?
Mariota, Beathard, Bortles.
Oh, it's Mariota.
Throw Derek Carr in there, too.
Mariota and Carr be close.
Mariota's a more functional one.
Mariota, I worry about the injury stuff with Mariota just because it goes like he had injury issues in college too. Like, so this isn't new with him. I would be concerned about the injury stuff with Mariota, but I think he can be a really good player if you're willing to coach him to what he is. So I would go with Mariota there.
So Bedard's pick is as good as any. So what's he sensitive about?
I don't trust the guy that puts eye black stickers on your face.
Bedard came off best out of anybody in the segment. What the hell's he mad about?
He's not even talking to me right now.
Why?
You're
on the outs?
I portrayed him as the Elias Brothers big boy in the Puppets video yesterday.
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, they always call him big boy.
That's not nice.
Well, I didn't have a puppet for him.
Bob's big boy has the best Salivar.
See, it's a compliment.
They do. There's one in Pittsburgh. Oh, my God.
Oh,
the
man.
Russian dressing hey, big is, boy, is
big,
to die for.
Where my dad grew up in Detroit, big boy is a big deal.
Oh, that's...
There he is with the platter.
They love big boy out there.
Bob's get yourself a brawny lad.
Yeah, Michigan's like God's country for big boy.
The VS...
the promised land.
VSIN Action Update is brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels, just 12 minutes from Scott Zolak's house. And they're the only places in New England you can legally bet on sports, powered by William Hill. Get details at sportsbookri.com.
Now a look at the numbers with the Action Update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for 98.5 The Sports Hub. Go to blinkprotect.com/holiday for a savings alert. That's blinkprotect.com/holiday. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Even though there are questions about Mitchell Trubisky's shoulder, the Bears are still field goal favorites tomorrow, visiting Detroit. In the other Thanksgiving NFL games, Dallas is a mostly juiced 7.5-point favorite hosting Washington. And New Orleans is laying 13 at home against Atlanta. Basketball. The Celtics are 14-point home favorites against New York. Boston College is a 4.5-point underdog playing Loyola of Chicago in Fort Myers, Florida. Hockey. The Bruins are 40-cent favorites tonight visiting Detroit. For the latest odds all the time, visit vsin.com. From Las Vegas, I'm Ron Flatter. This has been your Action Update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five.
You play music at your house Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we got Sonos at my house.
What do you? Ooh.
Yeah, we like.
You do what?
We didn't put it in. You know, Sonos is.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Sonos is like it's a sound system that you can. It's just it's installed all over your house. You can control it through your phone.
You're rich.
It was in the house when we bought it, so I wouldn't have even known to get it.
Yeah.
In fact, for the first year we lived there, I didn't know how to use it.
What, the Sonos?
Yeah. Yeah, and I had no idea how to use it. I just knew we had speakers everywhere. And then, like, one of my buddies comes over, and he's like, dude, you have Sonos?
Oh, I got
it. I'm like, I don't know what this is. Like, and...
You know, a lot of people, if you have...
It's incredible.
If you have multiple Amazon, like, Echo things or Alexas, right?
Right, yeah.
And a lot of people do and have them set up to different stuff.
Mm.
And you control them all through your one app. Do the same thing. You just say, Alexa, play such and such everywhere. And then it says, now playing on the everywhere group.
How do you hook up?
I'll tell you what I got.
You go into your app and just, you know, create groups. You can play music all over your house.
Like the Bose Home Speaker 500, which you and I are both rocking these days.
Which has Alexa built in.
And it has presets built in, too.
You sure?
Where you just go and hit the button. That's my favorite feature there.
It's nice.
I've got like six things locked in already.
Alexa's built into
it? Which you can, Alexa's built into it. It has Alexa built in.
Know that.
You can do the Pandora stuff. You can do your favorite radio stations through TuneIn. You can do whatever it is you're looking to do.
I have the 700 soundbar on one of the TVs, and that has Alexa built in.
It sure
so
does.
The TV doesn't even have to be turned on.
So
you can tell your Alexa, and it plays through your sound.
I go and hit my preset for the Sports Hub, and on the screen up comes a little Sports Hub logo, and it airs the station right away.
I love that.
It's awesome.
Yeah. But the Sonos,
because Hardy has a very large home. I don't have a home large enough that I would need something like Brent's rocking down there in Duxbury. So,
well, it's easier to come by land.
I'm all about the Bose.
It's easier to come by space down there.
Not really.
Now, do you commute by boat when you have to come into the city? Do you just
walk I actually do have friends that do that. The Hingham Ferry. You guys know about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she comes. She comes three times a week at night, right after 10:30. Just leave her $5 under the pillow.
I don't know where that's. I
the ferry,
right
the Hingham ferry.
He said ferry, not fairy.
Ferry. It's the same thing.
Fairy. No, it's not. Nope.
Jazz
it sounds
hands. Fairies.
Exactly the same.
Nope.
The Hingham ferry flies right over.
So, what do you call the boat, Zoe?
Ferry.
And what do you call the tooth?
Ferry.
Yeah, he says it exactly the same way.
Same way.
Yep.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Ferry and
ferry.
Is there a different thing?
You say
everybody
ferry?
Agrees.
Ferry.
He goes ferry.
You're on a ferry. You take
is there
a
like
ferry
an alternate
ride
pronunciation that we don't
ferry
know about?
And what? And
like it, Danny Ferry.
Yeah.
Reed's Ferry Sheds.
Okay, Reed's Ferry Sheds.
Reed's
Ferry
Sheds.
Yeah.
Boat Ferry.
Tooth.
Yeah.
Ferry.
Oh, he does say it slightly differently.
Yeah, because they're two different words.
Well, but a lot of words are spelled differently but pronounced the same way.
No, and no.
I would never say tooth fairy. That's weird.
Tooth fairy.
Tooth fairy.
Thank you.
I'm going to take the fairy.
Yeah,
I guess
you do.
Tiny
fairy.
It's a tiny bit different.
It's called English. Why don't you learn it?
You're fairy with like the fairy that flies. I think you tried
to. I didn't know what the hell Zoe was talking about. I'm like, what?
The Hingham fairy.
Oh, it's because he just says two words the same way.
Right.
That's why. Which is wrong. 617-779. Very confusing. Thank you. Very much so. We're going to go to your phones. Andrew's in Amherst. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, you guys were talking about, realistic quarterbacks of the future. Two guys, I haven't heard mentioned is Teddy Bridgewater, one.
Ooh.
I know he's got the injury concerns. He's a backup right now. I know he's on an expiring deal. And number two, the real sleeper, I think, is Jameis Winston. I think he's got a chance.
Oh, God, no.
I like your Teddy Bridgewater point. Burt brought that up during the break.
Yeah, Bridgewater makes some sense because he's...
I like him.
On paper, at least, the Patriots, like the Saints aren't going to be able to hold on to him if Breeze wants to keep playing. It'd be difficult, at least, for them to hold on to him.
Bridgewater seems like a good pro, if you know what I mean. He's been around the game. And he's been multiple teams.
And the Saints have Taysom Hill on their roster, so it's not like they don't have depth at the position. I think Bridgewater's a good pro.
Remember
to come in and I think there's just a lot to like there. His ability to run a pro offense, like the kind of person he is. Mm-hmm. So if you do bring in a young guy behind him, he's not going to be a problem. He was great for Sam Darnold. There's a lot to like about Teddy Bridgewater. So that's a good name.
Remember that? Remember that show last year? He's standing
a clown.
There filming him talking to Tom Brady. Teach me everything. I want to learn from you. Ends up getting suspended.
Yeah, Jameis is the guy, Jameis is the exact same guy he was.
Same guy, Florida State.
In the fall of 2014, Florida State. Still dealing with the off-field stuff. Still throwing picks. He's the same guy. Still, that freshman year, he was incredible. When they won the national title in 2013, Jameis was off the charts great.
And then he came back in 14. You had the sexual assault case. You had the whole thing where he stood up in the union. What did he say? Like
P word.
Yeah. So there was that. And then, you know, he threw like four times as many picks as he did the year before.
See, was he and Mariota?
And he's like, still that guy.
It was he and Mariota, and it was between those two. I would take Mariota over.
Well, the
no
crazy thing is,
it.
So you think about the way that everybody evaluates quarterbacks. Like, I remember when Goff and Wentz were coming out, and everyone was saying, well, these guys are pretty good, but they're not Winston and Mariota. And now
they're better.
They're way better. Yeah. Better. I mean, I think Goff, Maz brought up Wentz. I think Goff might be a better player right now. Like some of the throws. Like,
oh, I agree. I totally agree.
I think Goff might be a better player.
I'd take Goff right now over Wentz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pete's in Delaware. What's up, Pete?
Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, hanging out.
Hey, question for you. As far as Gronk goes, I heard one of your last callers was talking about when he comes back how he thinks he'll be really good. My question is, I don't believe that because I think it's both the medical and a mental thing. But, Zoe, I was wondering, this year, have you seen the Patriots utilize him differently than in the past, like to show you that maybe...
Yes.
Okay, because I was wondering, because if he's slipping, maybe they're trying to change things up because he just doesn't have it any, you know...
I brought it up about 20, 25 minutes ago. I said, when's the last time this guy ran a seam route, top of the numbers, vertical?
Yep.
You know, whether you're left side, right side, they put him in motion. You can never stop it. Could not stop it.
Because
there's no linebacker or strong safety that's down and tight in the box within the 8-yard, you know, benchmark to where that guy could turn and run with that freak.
Well,
6'6" kid right up the seam.
Even if the defensive guy is with him, like Gronk can body him up because he's got the angle because he bends
Brady
it,
with
he,
back shoulder.
He bends it in, and if Brady puts it on the money, which Brady normally puts it on the money, it's almost impossible to defend that. Or
so
it was almost impossible to defend that.
They only ran it once this year, and it was against Kansas City at the end to put the game away. The deep one down the right side. It was a right seam. It ended up fading him more to the right.
Are they protecting him?
I think they could be
saving that's him. Also where you – I mean, that's easy, but that's typically been easy money, but it's also where you take your low hits.
And roll it out when you need it, when your back's against the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Because that was, I mean, I believe it was one of those where the TJ Ward hit happened. It was one of the, I mean, we've seen those before, right?
Ugly.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. By the way, got a response on Twitter I want to bring to your attention, Bert, and that would be AJ McCarron as a potential bridge guy for the Patriots. Yay or nay?
Is he getting lost in a shuffle?
Yeah, I think the ship sort of sailed on old AJ.
Why is that?
Do you guys know about his sushi restaurant?
No.
No.
This is fantastic.
How is that relevant to whether
AJ McCarron's name will almost never come up on the show, and so I have to tell this story when his name does come up. He has a sushi restaurant in Mobile, Alabama, which is where he's from. The name of that restaurant? Aegean. A-J-I-A-N.
Instead of Asian?
Yep.
No.
Aegean? That's exactly Aegean.
Instead of A-G-E-A-N.
In Mobile, Alabama, his sushi restaurant, Aegean.
And down in Mobile, I bet they find that very fancy.
Yeah. Wow. You eat that fish raw, that stuff in them fork picks.
I like fry my fish. Got
like catfish. You got any catfish, spicy catfish rolls?
You going to cook that for me there, son? You going to cook that for me?
What the hell's this cucumber doing in this rice thing?
Go ahead and put that right on the grill.
Sushi ain't bad. Roll it in breadcrumbs and dip it in some egg put it on the fryer.
What's that spicy green stuff there?
Hey, boy, come take that thing, throw it in the fryer there a couple minutes. Yeah. Put some ketchup on it.
You ever smoked that? I expect some good cooking. They ain't even cooking anything here.
Hey, Blair, in Maine.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
Happy Thanksgiving, Blair.
Hi, Blair.
Appreciate your call. Thanks. We're going to talk to you sometime next week.
Where's Ken?
Paul is in Chicago. What's up, Paul?
Wow. Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Hey. Paul, you don't sound like you're from Chicago.
How you doing? How you doing? Happy.
I'm good.
Happy 32 past 12. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Well, I'm from Massachusetts, moved out here for a gig answering phone calls. Everyone thinks I sound like a lady, so they all like flirt with me and everything. It's really weird.
Pardon me?
But anyway.
All right. We're going to get to Hardy's headlines, get you caught up on things that are going on. We got one more segment with Bert Breer. Brad Stevens, head coach of the Celtics at 12:50.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bill Belichick getting his team ready to face Sam Darnold on Sunday as the Patriots visit the Jets. Coach?
Yeah, big, strong guys. Got a good arm. Make all the throws. A lot of talent.
Okay, that's all he's got on him. Once again, Sunday afternoon, Patriots visit the Jets.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And let's see what Batesville can do here. Wynn's going to milk everything that they can. They're not going to have to snap the ball until inside of a minute. Let's see what the defense can do. Handoff goes to the left. Ball's on the ground. Batesville's going to pick it up. And it could go. It could go. Go, Matthew. Go, Matthew. Go. Go, Matthew. Go. Oh, Matthew's going to go.
He's going
to score. Touchdown, Matthew Showalter. Touchdown, Matthew Showalter. Touchdown, Matthew Showalter. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Woo-hoo-hoo.
And there ain't no flag.
No penalty flags on the play. Matthew Showalter with the scoop and score. Goes 97. That was Showalter, baby.
Showalter for president right now, baby.
Matthew Showalter, 97 yards on the scoop and score. Goes for seven or six. Pioneers lead it by three.
Pioneers by three. We're going to celebrate this win by going to Asian's.
Yeah.
And sushi.
We're going to get some fish over at Asian's.
I'll pick up one of them styrofoam coolers and some beer. I don't know about you. I vote for him president. He win president
Show
right now.
Walter for president right
and Matthew
now, man.
Kidd,
and there ain't no flag.
Son, I know you played quarterback for the Tide, but you're going to have to fry that tuna up for me. I don't know what that is that you put in front of me.
I used to work with his old man down there at that meatpacking plant.
I've got an unhealthy amount of love and respect for a young man who I'm not related to. What you think about that? Go, Matthew, go, Matthew, go! Yeah.
Hey, boy, your defense playing good. Keep it up.
Tell you what, it ain't going to ever get any better than this for Matthew Showalter.
His life peaked.
Matthew Showalter peaked.
That sucks. He's like 17 years old. Yep, it's never going to get much better than that.
All downhill from here.
Enjoy it, son. Your life's all downhill from this point. This is the glory moment of your glory days.
Up
here, suck it up, kid.
Called a football game.
My God.
So I asked Beto when that first started playing, like, if you guys had played the Ain't No Flags
one
yet.
There it is for you.
And there it is. And the delivery and the delivery, the timing, all of it was just fantastic. There ain't no flags.
You get it all across right there. You know what I mean? It's definitive.
Yeah.
There ain't no. There's none.
Yeah.
And then flags. Simple.
And there ain't no flags.
Ain't no flags.
It ain't going to get no better for Matthew Showalter than that moment right there.
That was it.
Would he be better than real quick here, on Jason Witten?
Yeah.
Your take on Jason Witten as a color guy.
I like him personally. I think that this
as
was
everybody.
I think this was predictable. I think that this is the problem that they wanted to bottle what Tony Romo brought to CBS. Mm-hmm. And imported onto their broadcast.
Did they not have an audition? Did they not have?
Like, they did, and I don't. Game? What I don't understand about it is, anyone who's been around Jason Witten could tell you that he was going to have some issues because
he talks fast, like he's intense, and
he has a little bit like
sentence fragments. I say stupid things.
Needs
sometimes.
To work on his fast. Delivery a little bit, and he's smart. But he's one of these guys who doesn't always come off as smart, you know?
Can they fix that or do you think he'll be popped?
And the problem is that like when he was a player, like he was buddies with everybody and everything. You've been around these guys.
Oh,
though,
Drew
like,
said, I talked to Drew about him a long time. You said one of the best guys he's ever been
around. You've been around these guys, like, right?
Great pro.
Like when he would get, and they still talk about him there. Like I was talking to Stephen Jones the other day about Leighton Vander Esch, and that's his bar. Like he was like, oh, he's got like Witten type intangibles. He's got Witten type leader. Like they hold him up as like the bar for that sort of thing. The thing about Witten is like he wouldn't always be vocal with, like he's a leader in that, like, and you've been around a lot of these guys, I'm sure. He wouldn't get angry very often. He wouldn't speak up very often. But when he did, it meant something. You know what I mean? Like, so if it's this guy who's not always being, he's not always out there with that sort of stuff. He's friendly with everybody. He doesn't come off sometimes as smart as he actually is, it can be a little bit of a problem. And so I don't know what they do. I mean, do you blow the whole thing up again?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are unattached. So
Stesatone's over the top.
I think by next year you're looking at a new crew.
Who would you put in there?
I don't know.
You know what? I keep Booger.
Booger's good. I think part of the problem is, too.
They should have kept, I'm telling you, they should have kept.
Why does Booger have to be on that platform, though?
I don't know.
Have you guys seen the pictures of what it looks like?
Yeah, like, what does that ad? And I've heard him, and I got to ask, what does that ad?
It's horrible.
I don't think it's added anything to their broadcast. If you could have him on the sideline in the same role if you feel like you want someone down there. But
he just put him in the booth.
I like Mike Tirico. They should have never let Tirico go. They should have just had him do that. Do Monday Night Football.
I think you would have had a hard time stopping Tirico from going when, you know, the NBC was telling
Tirico
him.
Tirico left.
You're basically telling Tirico, Tirico got Bob Costas' old job, so it's hard to get someone to say no to that, you know?
I don't understand that, but you make him say no.
Let's talk to Mabel in the car. Mabel, hi.
Hey, gentlemen. I just wanted to call and wish you guys a very happy Thanksgiving.
That's so nice of you. Same to you.
And to say thank you very much for putting me on the air. I know that nobody likes to hear me talk about
Mabel,
my Cowboys.
You know, guess who I picked this week is my team that I picked.
Oh, my God. That's the other reason I'm calling. I just turned the radio on, but somebody texted me and said, guess who Zoe picked. So I can't believe you're going with my Cowboys. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Don't let me down.
It's going to be a good game tomorrow. But again, I just wanted to wish you guys, you and your families, a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. And thanks again for putting me on the air.
Okay,
I really
now,
appreciate it.
Do you eat during the Cowboy game or do you hurry up and stuff it during the Lions game and just sit down and watch the Cowboy game?
Well, because they play at 3:30 and dinner can probably be around 3:00. So I don't know how it's going to work this year. I'm going to have to, you know, probably run back and forth.
I sit on a couch and I have a footstool and I pull up and I shovel it in. 2:00.
Yeah, typically we've been two, but we're going to go three this year.
Two and keep it open till 5:30, 6:00.
So the younger two there can take their nap.
Two to six.
Miserable, those two.
Yeah.
It's better to push it back by an hour.
What do you keep it open?
Instead of dealing those,
what do you mean?
Those
you leave it out.
Clowns.
Dictators.
They
everything
are.
Is dictated
There's
by
so
the
many
nap.
People. It's fine. It's
See,
fine.
I don't even know what the appropriate time is.
You
anymore.
Keep reheating stuff up,
but
then you put
Thanksgiving
the
every year.
You know, get some bread out after it. Maybe make some sandwiches.
I forgot you weren't a dessert. You're not a dessert guy.
We don't eat dessert. They'll get those three desserts.
Keep the meal open till 6:30.
Yeah. You don't eat dessert. You're telling me no one in your family at this gathering is going to eat dessert? That's a lie.
Wife will probably have a bite. Kids don't like it. I'm telling you, not sugar eaters. That's crazy. We're lucky the one's not a sugar eater. Jeez. Yep. We're not big sugar eaters. Never push the desserts. They like ice cream.
You're not hosting.
No.
Right.
Do you ever host?
We did. We used to host, yeah. Problem is, there's certain relatives that would never leave.
That don't get out.
And I'd be upstairs flicking the lights like, yeah. Last call.
Hitting the circuit breakers down in the basement.
He's seen them before. He's run into them.
Get out! It's time to go home.
You said we were going to eat again.
No, we're not eating again. Bert, thanks for being here. Happy Thanksgiving,
See you,
Bert.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. Let's welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics who take on the Knicks tonight at TD Garden. Brad Stevens with us once again. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Not too much, man. You said you took some good things out of the previous loss. What were some of the good things that you saw your team do well?
Well, I just thought we started to look like ourselves for more minutes in a game than I had seen. And obviously, things didn't go our way there with the final score and how we finished the fourth quarter. But I thought we did so many good things throughout the game on both ends of the court that I left really encouraged. And there are things that we could clean up, but they were all technical. There wasn't any as far as like an inconsistent period of time where we just weren't locked in, where we weren't playing together, where we weren't trying to do the right things. It was all small technical things that you can improve upon. And so
You know, that left me encouraged. But, you know, I think obviously that's a tough loss to swallow when you play well and you have the right approach.
I know that after that game, you sort of downplayed all the questions about the starting lineup going into that game in the first few minutes of the game. But what is it that you like about Gordon Hayward coming off the bench for your team?
Well, I think we're still in discovery mode. The one thing about it is it allows him to play with Morris more, and they've had a great kind of chemistry as they've played their minutes together. And, you know, our first unit through the first 16 games had really struggled together. And, you know, sometimes small changes and small tweaks can impact everybody in a positive manner. And you know, I think you know, everybody will. We're gonna keep on being flexible. And I think that it's also a good sign of leadership to say this is something that, you know, winning is the most important thing. If we need to do it, let's do it. And I think, you know, hopefully, you know, we can build off of that. We'll start the same way tonight that we did the other night. The way that they played, and specifically the way that they spread you out, limited that lineup with Baines and Al a little bit more on Monday night. You know, Baines still only played 7 or 8 minutes. But we'll start big again and adjust from there.
That's interesting. You said that pairs him up with Morris more. Those are two veteran guys. So on the flip side, for a guy like Jaylen Brown, it's to sort of keep him with Jason, fair to say?
I think that all those guys, you know, I think sometimes, you know, I think if we played just Gordon and Jaylen together for long stretches, if we played just Gordon and Jason, just Jaylen and Jason, whatever the case may be, if you just play those pairs, they're going to figure it out. They're going to get better over time. And inevitably, everybody has to be able to play together. So when you get into the later part of the season, you start playing teams for the third and fourth time, and they start really diving into what you do and taking things away, you've got to use all your flexibility to be the best you can be. But I do think that it basically allows us to play bigger, post Al a little bit more. Jaylen or Jason now are being guarded by two guards. And likewise for Gordon, when he comes off the bench, he's being guarded by twos or threes. So I think that that makes us a little bit more in our traditional positions, or the positions where we've had most success individually. But at the same time, we all know, again, there are going to be moments where smaller is better for us, and we're going to have all those guys playing great together. We all knew that there was going to be a little bit of a feeling out process. However, you know, where we're not content with our start is in our inconsistency in approach. And that's where, you know, I was encouraged on Monday night. Hopefully we can build on that tonight.
Talking with head coach Brad Stevens, coach, how would you assess Jaylen Brown's season to this point?
I don't really look at it like that. I think it's more about we know all the good things that he can do, and how do we help him do those more. Guys are going to have ups and downs. I don't get too caught up in it. I spent a lot of time with Jaylen on in the last few days, and just talked about this is just part of the journey. This is part of being a great player. It makes you appreciate great players even more, because they do it every day. They do it through ups and downs. They can just always find that thing within them to be great. And for young guys, that is a journey to get there. You know, very, very few people can do that right out of the gate. And I think that gives you an appreciation for, like, you know, Kyrie goes out and scores 20-plus points every night. Like, you don't think he's getting guarded by the best guys, and they are so excited to play against him. I mean, that's just why those guys are who they are, because they just have a different ability to do it every night. And there's a learning curve that comes with that. And you know, I think that one of the things that success does is success elevates, you know, the amount of attention to detail that you have to be great every night. And I think that that's just part of it. And I believe in Jaylen. I think highly of Jaylen, and Jaylen's going to have a great rest of the year. And I think everybody else is too. You know, I think that this team inevitably, probably needed something like all that we've been through already to ultimately become as good as it wants to be.
Coach, you're not on Twitter, right?
I have a Twitter account, but I have not looked at my Twitter in a long time.
Okay. Your policy as a head coach, when does it get on your radar? Like, Terry Rozier is downplaying some of the cryptic tweets that he put out. Danny's on Twitter. I mean, it's a good platform for these guys, and, you know, it's a different sport. They're very outward thinkers.
Yeah.
Do you make anything of that, or when does it become on your radar?
Well, my kids tell me that that's getting outdated, and Instagram and everything else, Snapchat and everything are the new things. I never made it. I never had a Facebook account, never had an Instagram, never had a Snapchat. I did the Twitter thing because in college they want you to be active on Twitter for recruiting and all that. You can imagine I was a blast on there. I would say that, you know what I did when our PR, you know, our PR sends us out, you know, if anything, you think you're going to get asked about anything in the media that day. And I sent the email back, to our PR guy, like, you know, I wouldn't even worry twice about it. And then a couple minutes later, they said that Terry tweeted something else. And then I know he was asked about it. I wasn't even asked about it yesterday. I'm not going to pretend to read into tweets. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I don't pay attention to that much.
Last one for you. Did we take too long sending the awesome glass container with the lid and the cooling packing to your wife, because we haven't had the dessert in 3 years?
It was our turn to reciprocate.
It was our turn to
reciprocate.
We
should have done a dessert back to the Stevens family, so we've screwed this up. This is on us.
I was thinking about you guys last night because we did our Thanksgiving dinner last night. We have some friends that had moved and are back in town, and so we had our Thanksgiving dinner last night, and there's obviously a lot to be thankful for, and you know, that dessert is one of the things I'm very thankful for. It was good. I was thinking about you all.
Yeah, we ate the whole thing.
Well, send Tracy our best and tell her that we're sorry for taking so long to respond.
I'm going to send her green bean casserole with the Frenchy turkey onions.
Hey, you know what? Our green bean, I told her yesterday, our green bean casserole was not the best I've ever had, so... That may be a good trade.
She probably
you've got a lot of guts to be saying things like that.
Seriously, they screw it up. If you use real beans, it screws it up.
She complains about the coaching. I get to complain about the casserole.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's fair.
I like that.
That's healthy.
All right. That's good relationship.
Right.
It's very healthy.
That's
all right.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, Coach, and good luck against the Knicks.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Take care.
All right, see you, Coach.
Brad Stevens with us here on Zolak and Bertrand.
People screw that damn casserole up by using fresh green beans.
Yeah, it doesn't work right. You got to use the canned stuff.
Canned with the sodium, and it's soft, and it just all mushes together.
Mm. But if you were just eating green beans, you would absolutely pick the fresh green beans.
Not the can.
Over the can.
The can only in a casserole.
Yeah, but when you make the casserole, it's better with the canned stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it makes sense to go with the cheaper, saltier version for...
Sodium.
Yeah.
Mm.
I would agree.
Not a good green bean casserole for the Stevens last night. Wow, could you imagine?
He went right after.
Slipping a little
this green bean casserole, not the best I've ever had.
Sitting at the table, everyone's like, oh, delay, everything's good.
Hey,
Mars?
This ain't Butler.
Sweet potatoes, not your best effort.
let's fix this before next year, huh?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Big side guy.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.